Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. We've got enough Casamigos to go around, so we're going to pour up two double shots, one for the Yankees, one for the Mets, as the Yankees avoid the sweep and the Mets complete their first sweep. Let's start with the Yankees. You cannot not give a shot or double shot to Juan Soto. He's ridiculous. Today, your boy Juan Soto, wearing number 22, goes out there. He gets it started for your New York Yankees. This guy is just different, and I really do believe that they feed off him. He has three hits today, two RBI. He got the scoring going, and then he also homered today. And I just felt like, you know, the rest of the team fed off of that. So the other double shot for the Yankees goes to the guy that won the game, Aaron Judge. All rise for the captain, number 99, Aaron Judge. He didn't look right at all. He was hitless the whole series. He had three strikeouts today. But all that matters is, when it came down to it, he slapped a single that stayed fair and scored two runs to win the game for your New York Yankees. Happy flight. The Yankees will come home. And the Mets are flying out happy with matching Nike Tech suits, all blue, to go face the team that plays in blue heaven. Before they did that, though, they put up 9 runs, absolutely smoked the Pirates, and Luis Severino gave you 6 innings, only giving up 5 hits, no earned runs, 4 Ks. That's his best start in this early season for the New York Mets. And a guy that I've been keeping my eye on, that I don't think anybody had an eye on or thought much about, Tyrone Taylor, had 3 hits, 2 RBI, and he's got the highest batting average on the team. So Casamigos big shots of the night, a double shot for the Mets, a double shot for the Yankees. That's Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Luis Severino, and Tyrone Taylor. You better call Tyrone. Call him. You can call me. That's another Wash reference. I know some of the young boys are like, what song is that? Don't know that jam, Keith. 877-337-6666. And 2 more sixes. Jarvis is up in Harlem, back on the fan.
Hello, what's up, Keith? How you doing?
I'm good, man. You know, watching this Bulls game, it don't mean anything to me.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the Hawks. Like, they're not much better than the Nets were.
Yeah, yeah. I'm watching them NBA. I'm watching them playing too. So I'm looking for my Nuggets and matching up against the Lakers.
The Lakers. What do you think? I think the Lakers could challenge them just off of the familiarity of last year, and they already are talking like they want the smoke.
They want the smoke. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't fear the Lakers, man, because I don't think they can't guard Jokic. I mean, because he's too good. I mean, you know, you double-team him, guys cut to the basket, he's a good passer. I mean, it's going to be Yeah, it's a good pass. He's a good player, man. Because he knows that, you know, my Nuggets, new shit. We could have got that one seed if we losing to the Spurs last Friday. The regular season. That was like a tough loss. I was pissed right now, but you know, we barely beat the Grizzlies. You know, lucky for we get the two seed, have a home court advantage, and you know, first round, and second round. So you know, but I'm looking forward to it on Saturday night. So I'm definitely.
You would hope that it's a 2C versus 2C. Your Nuggets coming to New York to face the Knicks in the finals. That would be crazy.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, that would be like, who had a better record, you know, so, but.
And who's the reigning champs? You would expect the Nuggets to hold it down, but no, I'm not. I know I put on record that the Knicks cannot win the Eastern Conference Finals or get there without Julius Randle. I retracted that. I know we're still playing the drop. I don't believe that.
I think the Knicks can beat the Sixers. I mean, you know, the Sixers, you know, they're the same old Sixers. You know, they can get to the Eastern Conference, the same thing. It's been since 2000, you know, this, you know, but I think the Knicks don't, you know, I think the Knicks don't fear the, you know, the Sixers. The Knicks don't fear the Sixers. I mean, they, I don't know. You know, I listen to Evan Roberts and talking about, the Knicks are.
Evan is a Nets fan. So just always remember that when Evan talks about the New York Knicks, he is a Nets fan. I didn't say he's a independent basketball observer. I didn't say he's the leader of the coalition of Knicks haters. He is a Nets fan. He sees everything with Nets fan glasses. As Nets fans, we are just like conditioned to have fear of the worst happening. The Knicks have nothing to fear, in my opinion, with the Sixers from what I saw tonight. And I think that they got something for Embiid, and I think they got enough players that are going to be comfortable playing in Philly that's a gentleman's sweep coming. Knicks in five.
Okay, we'll see, man. Thanks. All right, Keith. Talk to you later.
Thanks for the call, Jarvis. 877-337-6666. My guy Mario out in Long Beach back on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? Good show as always.
Thanks, you know. Just the coughing, it's interesting how it works. I don't know the science behind it, but as it gets later in the night, your symptoms get, I don't know, as human beings, I don't know, with less sunlight or something. Like even like Marco's doing his update, I'm trying not to cough, but I'm good. Oh, I got about 40 minutes to get through. I'm good. I'm glad
I have one quick comment about the Lakers than a Yankees point, if I may.
Yeah, you got time.
Yeah, the Lakers... I think the key of the series is going to be Anthony Davis, right? Because at times, the guy doesn't play with a lot of passion. I don't know what it is with him. You ever notice that? Sometimes he
doesn't play at all.
And yeah, right.
When they win and they're successful, it's just not. It can't be on the shoulders of LeBron James. It can't be on the shoulders of D'Angelo Russell. Like it has to be. It has to be on the brow taking over. And I don't think he could take over. I don't think he could stop Jokic. And I don't know which version of him is showing up. The Nuggets have Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., and they did it last year.
If at least he could play him tough, that would be good. You know, if he could play him even, that would give the Lakers a hell of an edge, you know?
I think it's going to be a good series in round one. I think the NBA obviously wants it to go seven. I'm excited for the NBA playoffs and the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Now, here's my Yankee point, and tell me what you think about this. You know, it was really funny because when people were going a little bit crazy, they lost a couple of games and they were 12-6 or whatever they were. You know, that's a 67% winning percentage. That's 108 wins in the year.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you were to tell, if I were to ask you, Keith, it's going to be 18 games into the season. The Knicks are going to have a 12-6 record. That's 68%. And Cole hasn't played and Judge is doing nothing. You would take that in a heartbeat because you know what's going to happen? And then I'll listen to your response. Judge and Soto are going to start playing good at the same time, and we might have saw the beginning of that today. Thanks for taking my call, listen for your answer. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Mario. You said the Knicks, but I know what you meant. The Yankees lost 80 games last year. I haven't forgotten. The Yankees couldn't score more than 3 runs. They would have been swept. Last year's team would have been swept easily. If somebody would have told me the night before opening day that this is the Yankees' record 3 weeks in, cool, sign me up. Yeah, I'm with it. Sure, however it shakes out. Or we lose a couple in Houston. I said on Twitter today, you know, and it's funny, I always used to fire off tweets, but now I'm trying to hold some of my takes and thoughts on Twitter because I'm like, as soon as you tweet this out, this becomes something that anybody can say on air. So why don't I just save my takes for my show? But one of the takes that I had was, they swept Houston, and we thought, oh, man, that was it. They beat the best team in the AL, the team that's went to 7 ALCSs. Houston isn't that good. So the one team that they swept, we find out that they're not very good. So what does that mean? They were 6-0 in one-run games. Those games were a coin flip from going the other way. Like, it's baseball. It is baseball. I said in my open tonight, if you've been listening for almost all 5 hours, if you're looking for perfection in a baseball team, you're watching the wrong sport. If you're looking for perfection in any of these sports, it's unattainable. And I made the joke, a couple guys got perfect games, but even that is like, you know, I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking for fight. And they fought today. The Yankees fought today to not be swept. The Yankees fought today to not go lightly, to not only score one run. And that right there, the Mets have that in their DNA already too. That TWTW, the will to win. That will to win is what you need to start building into being a postseason team and an eventual champion. I can identify it. They didn't have it last year at all. I got off the roller coaster on July 16th when they blew that series to the Colorado Rockies last year. I'm done. This team sucks. That's all. I'm like, this team finds ways to lose. They don't find ways to win. I think Tommy Kahnle was a part of blowing that series last year, and I just saw Tommy Kahnle's coming back, and I'm like, no rush. No rush, Tommy. Yeah, Gary Phillips reports that Aaron Boone said Tommy Kahnle threw another bullpen yesterday. He'll throw 1 to 2 more pens before graduating to live sessions. Take your time. He's got one pitch. But with this bullpen, we're going to need him. We're going to see him. And I told you, this bullpen will look completely different. Shout out to Nick Birdie, man. Shout out to Ian Hamilton, man. We've already lost Loaisiga. And obviously, we saw Clayton Beter early. We're seeing Gonzalez. We're seeing Ferguson. Ron Marinaccio came back. The pride of Toms River North, Marinaccio. They're gonna keep mixing and matching guys and making it up as they go. The starters have to go deeper in games. Obviously, we know that. And without Gerrit Cole, you don't have one of those guys. I don't expect Luis Gil to be that guy. I mean, Stroman, maybe. But these guys, between Stroman and Rodon, they waste a lot of bullets. Nestor Cortez, that's my dog, but I know what Nestor is and isn't. Sometimes he can get a little tricky up there, a little pump fake, a little leg kick, throw off some timing, but he does that because he can't overpower you. He's not just going to blow it by you. Clark Schmidt, no, they have to go deeper into games to survive. And the way they started off, I wasn't expecting them to keep winning. It's baseball. I knew they were going to lose a series. They could have lost that Diamondback series. They could have lost a series to the Blue Jays the first time in the Bronx where they got shut out in the home opener. I don't know. It's baseball. I love baseball. I can watch anyone play baseball. I watched the KBO in the pandemic. I watched the Little League World Series. I watched the Mets. Bruce is in Flushing. Bruce, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, a couple Yankee points if I can, 2 or 3. First, are you aware, and I want to make aware to my fellow Yankee fans, that you can watch the Yankees minor league teams every night?
On MLB TV?
Yeah.
I know that they have the MILB feature, but tell me more, because I have it through Fubo, and I don't know how to locate it.
Well, I have MLB Network, and every night I have all the Yankee farm teams, and they broadcast it live.
Okay, because DJ LeMay is about to pop into one of those games. I don't know, maybe Somerset. I got to look for it.
I saw a kid. I'm telling you, Keith, this guy is the goods. Augustine Ramirez, the catcher.
Yeah.
He threw out a runner at third. His arm was like a rifle. And he's got 4 or 5 home runs in 6 games. This guy is going to be the good.
He's playing for the Rail Riders? Where's he playing?
He's double A.
He's playing for the Somerset Patriots.
So all Yankee fans, especially if the Yankees, I didn't watch it tonight, but if the Yankees play in the afternoon and they have night games, you know, you can watch it. And you can,
I'm trying to drive to Somerset for real. I got to drive over to Somerset whenever they do this Jersey Diners merch night. If anybody is listening from the Somerset Patriots, I need every piece of merch that says Jersey Diner on it. And that, I'm looking that up now because, like, I got to clear it with my wife. I'll go by myself. I'm pulling up for that giveaway. Oh, they sell some of this stuff online? I'm looking now. I can buy it. I don't have to go there. I still should go, though. Oh, I'm about to buy some of this right now.
Okay.
Anyway.
Second point. The way, and I know the Yankee starters play most of the time, and there's very limited opportunities to pinch hit. But when you need to pinch hit, the Yankees don't really have a bat to come off the bench with.
Well, they're going to have DJ LeMahieu back. But you're right. You saw the move today was Jose Trevino, and luckily Trevi came through, and he's been hot right now. But, yeah, they don't.
I mean, to think of, Think of the 96 team. You had Cecil Fielder. You had Darryl Strawberry. I mean, those are Tim Raines.
Think of the 2020 team. They had Mike Ford. I don't know. Sometimes they don't have the guys. It's Trent Grisham. It was Jamai Jones for a little bit. Injuries happen and just improper planning.
And one last point. You know, this was a game where I longed to hit John Sterling broadcast this game. This would have been a perfect game for him. And, you know,
he didn't want to go through customs, man. He wasn't trying to go up to Canada.
Well that's true. But we're going to miss John throughout the season because I know these kids are trying. But it's not a question that they're not John Sterling. John Sterling is John Sterling. But don't have the same impact. A guy I would like to see broadcast a few games this year would be Ricky Ricardo.
He does the Spanish broadcast.
I'm sure there's a bigger audience on this station than on the Spanish station, and I'd like to give him a shot. And I read an article where they're going to do a nationwide hunt for next year. One guy I would love to see, if they don't give it to Ricky Ricardo, and I don't know if he would do it because it'd be coming from TV to radio, but Dave Sims would be a perfect guy to replace John Sterling.
Dave Sims does the Mariners broadcast. I had him as a guest on my show before.
Yes, but he also he lives in New York in the offseason.
I know.
His family's in from New York. Maybe he wants to come home.
I'll text Dave right now and say, would you take the Yankees job and leave Seattle? I think he would. But I will say this, and thanks for the call, Bruce. I said this Monday night. Sorry, I had to cough there. Let Justin Shackle and Emmanuel Barbari become. Now that they both know that John Sterling has hung it up, who they have learned from, who they have watched, and obviously Susan has helped those young guys a ton, can we let them grow into being potentially the next voice of the Yankees? Give them time. They're young. They're young guys. Like, we don't know. It could be one of them. It could be them as a tandem. I just feel like people are so quick to jump. And you know what? There were people criticizing John these last, like, 5 years. Oh, what a joke. You can't take him serious. He makes too many mistakes. He's old. What are they doing? I thought this was the Yankees. I've read so much nonsense. I used to get so mad and actually like go back and forth with people online, like not a bad word about John and Susan when you're talking to me. And that's before I met them. I just think you're dumb if you're talking about these people that have done this job. Like, you don't understand what it takes. And I realize that too. So many people are so critical of folks like myself, John, Susan, any of these hosts that don't understand the business, don't understand what it takes to do this. You think we're just talking. You think we just show up and talk. It's not that easy. You couldn't do it. You'd be terrible. Your first time, probably your 10th time, it takes a lot of reps and experience, but also a lot of preparation, and you got to have just natural talent. So with John being 85 going on 86 and deciding that he did not want to get up and get dressed and go to the stadium and do it anymore, he chose his family, not knowing how much time he has left on the planet Earth. Like, I can respect that. But I'm also super pumped for Emmanuel Babari and Justin Shackle, who going into the season were told that they would get 25 games each, and now they will get much more. But we let them become the broadcaster. We don't know, you know? We don't know what they're going to be. We don't know how they're going to sound. Now, shout out to Double R, Ricky Ricardo. He's already become. Ricky has filled in for me. You probably heard Ricky down there in Tampa with Susan as we started the spring training broadcast. I went down there and saw them. Ricky's the man. And I looked at Zoo when Bruce just said, oh, I'm sure there's a bigger audience. I think there's a pretty big audience for Yankees baseball in Espanol in New York City. Like, don't just act like it's like, I especially with Juan Soto, I bet you there's a pretty big group of people listening to that broadcast with Ricky Ricardo. I don't know who the heir to that job is. I don't know if there's a runner-up or a backup or understudy.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan-favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
That's the word I'm looking for Ricky Ricardo. But maybe Ricky will, you know, do a couple games here and there. But we are in good hands. Shaq and E-Man are two of the nicest guys I've ever met in this business. They're both Fordham guys. They are both very smart. They work very hard. They're very prepared. And it is nerve-wracking. It is a difficult challenge to get on and call the New York Yankees game. You know? So give them a shot, man. Give them some time. 877-337-6666. Let's go to Mitchell in Queens before we go to our next break.
Hey, Keith, how are you? Always a pleasure listening. I love that you talk all about all different sports on the show, and you know what you're talking about. So I just want to make a hockey, a football, and a baseball point.
Go for it. And I try to do that because when I listen to The Fan, and I'm not knocking any of our other hosts, everybody's got to do what they got to do, and there's two hosts or more on every show. I'm a solo host. I am an all-sports guy. I don't want to hear 4 or 5 hours, whatever it is, about the same thing. That's it.
Agree. We got a lot of teams in town. We could talk about all of them. One of the things you said before, I guess, which is a good problem to have, is what the Mets are currently doing with DH. And I guess if JD Martinez comes up and hits, then they're going to have to figure out a way to get guys more days off. But I feel like that would be a good problem for the Mets to have as a Mets fan. If he comes up and
sees the player. Also, I just think that they're smarter, man. David Stearns, I was saying this in the offseason, this guy's smarter than we're giving him credit. They have a plan. And I think part of their plan now, as JD Martinez has been slow to get right, is he could be hurt. He could show up and be on the IL. So we need to have a plan in place. And I think it's a great plan in place. I wish the Yankees could actually have the plan in place where the DH spot is a revolving door, a revolving spot where you could put a guy there that needs to get going. You could put a guy there that needs to get rest. Or you could put a guy there against a specific starting pitcher or pitchers for a series or whatever. Like, you can have flexibility with the spot. And I'll let you speak next. But, like, the Mets have struggled with the universal DH. They haven't been able to figure it out. And now it's looking like they haven't figured it out before they even have the professional hitter that they signed.
Yeah. I mean, the first game when they were in that losing streak, I was like, who is this guy Taylor that David Stearns brought over? But now this guy looks like the best fourth outfielder there is.
After he made that catching that ball that I thought Ozuna hit out in Atlanta, he turned into a different guy. That was his earn your Mets pinstripes moment. He became a Met with that play, and then he's hitting a grand slam off of Luis Guillerme the next day, and now he's got the highest batting average on the team. He puts bat to ball. He looks like a gamer.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you something about the Jets. I love your honesty about the Cowboys with all the delusional Cowboys fans. So the Jets, I think, have a very interesting spot in the draft. And a lot of people, when you read drafts online, are predicting them to take Bowers. And I don't know much about the kid, and I don't know much outside of the quarterbacks and the top three receivers. But Rodgers historically does not use the tight end that high of a level. And I don't love taking a tight end there. So for me, it is take one of the three receivers or a tight or an offensive lineman. And it's not like Conklin is a bad tight end. I mean, he's had Zach Wilson throwing to him, and he still had like 500 yards the last 2 years.
Conklin is good, and I think Jeremy Rucker can take a step forward. And both of those guys, I expect to be better blockers than Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers is a playmaker. From when I think of Brock Bowers, I think of them getting him the ball at Georgia and him being able to make a guy miss and then running. He is a weapon. He isn't somebody that you would expect to block at 6'3", 240. Most NFL defensive ends would toss him. He is a luxury pick, like Damian Woody was saying. That's a sexy pick. That's we're taking the best tight end off the board. We're giving Aaron Rodgers another weapon. But like you said, Aaron Rodgers traditionally isn't targeting his tight ends. It's not like Aaron Rodgers is going to hit this guy. Like, I look at the Jets. Breece Hall is going to be in his second year coming off injury, and his first year coming off that injury, he was better than expected. You better run the ball. Nathaniel Hackett, you better know what you got second time around. That man needs to get a ton of touches. Garrett Wilson needs to get a ton of touches. Mike Williams, if healthy, is going to get a ton of touches or opportunities to go up and get jump balls, right? If you're going to go for the sexy pick there, you don't need to draft a tight end at 10. Nobody does. Nobody needs to be drafting a tight end in the top 10. No one does. Get the best wide receiver available, and if this draft is turning the way that they're saying it's turning, you could potentially trade up a spot or two and get Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, or Rome Odunze. They could also all be gone by 9. But if you can't do the sexy thing and add another receiver for Aaron Rodgers, please draft the best tackle available, who could also be Joe Alt or Olu Fashanu. Because I'm telling you, as a Cowboys fan who watched Tyron Smith, He is great, but he is older. He has lost a step, and he is the definition of injury prone. He is one false step, one move away from being out for weeks.
Absolutely. And just as a Jets fan, the best draft that we have had in the last 20 years is when we took DeBrickashaw Ferguson and Nick Mangold in the same draft. And one of them's a Hall of Famer, and one of them never
Were surefire guys. Those were guys coming out of UVA and Ohio State that everybody knew they were the man. They were the guys. So couldn't go wrong with that.
For sure. I wanted to ask you just one hockey point. I'm a big Islanders fan. I feel like we're playing with house money at this point. I think it'll be interesting what happens with them in the first round. But this is my general take on this Rangers team. And as someone who's watched them a bunch, and you know the Islanders are prone to blowing leads, but this Rangers team just seems soft. They yes, Rempe fights, but you know when everything got real tight last year in the Devils series, things got tight for them. And when you look at the team, it's like who's the guy that in crunch time that can really generate offense in a tough series, and it's like it's not the regular season anymore, and this group has done that to something. They beat Pittsburgh 2 years ago. They took Carolina 7, and then that Tampa team manhandled them. And I just feel like I think there's no chance that the Capitals beat them. I just don't. I think that they can make a run. I just think that.
Punked in a series two, that they also could fold in a series two, because you've seen them go up in series and fold to the Devils last year, to the Lightning 2 years ago. Something has to change. And I think the change is the leader, Peter Laviolette. I think his message and what he has them doing and how he has them set up, something has to change in the Garden. Something has to change with just who they end up playing in their course to the Cup, where it's just a clear path. And they understand they have to play their best hockey now. They've had the best team in hockey arguably all year. Toughen up. Get it done. I'm not enough of a hockey fan to know exactly how many wins it takes, but somebody out there listening knows now 16. Is the time. Yes, 16 is the number I was going to guess to. I know I read it somewhere. 16 wins. I think Ross in Bergen County was tweeting something like that out.
I don't want to see him get it done as an Islander fan. I just, as someone who watches a lot of hockey around the league, there are a lot more teams that are just grittier up front. And I'm like, I just don't see the Rangers getting those gritty goals.
You may be right. You think that your Islanders can contend with
I don't think the Islanders are going all the way, but I look at some of the teams out west. I look at a Florida. I look at Tampa. And you look at Colorado. You look at.
Yeah, it's two things. And thanks for the call, Mitchell. Appreciate you. We got to go. It's who they end up drawing and how healthy they are and how healthy their opponents are. This is the end of the road. Guys are banged up. Somebody's going to go missing. Somebody's going to be on the ice but not be healthy and not be able to perform. It's about what road they have to travel to get to the Cup. 877-337-6666. We've got Yanks calls, Knicks calls coming up. Somebody else call and add something to the mix before my time runs out. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. We got 24 minutes left. We'll be right back. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I call this KM to AM. My show will end as the AM comes. C-Mac will take you through the overnight. And then I'll be back tomorrow at 7. But, yeah, this is fun. I mean, winning cures all. Winning is the best deodorant. Nobody called up to say, what the hell is going on with Anthony Rizzo at first base, Keith? Your guess is as good as mine. Yankee Twitter is brutal. They still think he's concussed. They're claiming CTE. They just think he's washed. It's concerning, though. When DJ comes back, are we going to play DJ some at first? Fingers crossed for DJ to hit. I hope DJ comes back with something to prove. I hope he turns back the clock. I hope the foot is not a problem, because we literally need him. If DJ comes back, you can play the game of Rizzo, take a day off. You can play the game of Gleyber Torres, sit down, brother. Take the day off. Or you could play the game of sitting Oswaldo again, which I don't subscribe to, because he's It's him and Juan Soto. A lot of these games are him and Juan Soto. You know what I'm saying? And now that you move Volpe back to the leadoff spot and not in the bottom of the order, it's really just Verdugo down there. So you need Oswaldo. The kid has played very well for somebody that many people wrote off. A lot of people said couldn't hit. A lot of people said it wasn't going to be a factor. Wrong. He's got TWTW, the will to win. And I knew that kid was going to be the guy because he knew what to do for his first roll call. And now that I see him play, and I always talk about him being clutch, having a spark, a flare, his first roll call, he like pulled the plug out of the grenade and threw it to them. I'm like, or maybe it was like a bomb, a spark or something. I'm like, this guy's got it. This guy understands. I wish he had a better number. You know, I hate to see him out there rocking number 95 like a defensive end, but it is what it is. He doesn't care about the number. He makes plays. He helps them win. He made some plays at third base, too, with his gloves. So, shout out to Oswaldo holding it down. Who else do we not mention? Stanton. Stanton can't be the whipping boy. You know, I said there's always a Yankees whipping boy. It's about to be Gleyber Torres. Gleyber, you better figure it out. You better figure it out. Because Friday night, after everybody's been drinking, if you play around and do something stupid on the base paths, or boot a ball, or make a dumb throw, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. And Yankee Stadium, you know how it gets. It's contagious. Before they start doing the wave, it's going to start going around the stadium. Gleyber Torres, I can't stand Gleyber. Gleyber sucks. They got to trade Gleyber. What is Gleyber thinking? He's a bone. He's a losing player. I'm sorry. I have no defense for Gleyber Torres at this point. I've been saying, if you can go back to my Twitter. Go to my Twitter and search the name Gleyber. I've been trying to trade him since they traded for IKF Donaldson. I just like, I don't know. 2021, I sat in the stadium because I'm such a baseball fiend. Shout out to my boy Joe's. Joe's and I were so worried that with 10% capacity, that Yankee Stadium would easily sell out. So we bought up tickets to all the April home games. I'm never doing that again. One, the weather was terrible. It was either cold or rainy. And when Joe's and I were doing the podcast, we had a couple of episodes called Cold and Mad. Cold and Mad Part 2. Leaving Yankee Stadium cold and mad after watching Corey Kluber pitch or Jay Bruce play or Gleyber Torres not hustle out a ground ball. And, that same season, they tried to tell you that Gleyber Torres was a shortstop. And where we sat in like 103. We bought all the tickets in like 103, right behind where Juan Soto is. You had a good look at the balls hit to the six hole and how Gleyber Torres was fielding them and throwing or fielding them and or not fielding them, throwing them, not making throws. Like, it was not very shortstop-like. And just that first month, we were like, no, he can't be the shortstop. He can't be the shortstop. So, I don't know. He's got to figure it out. Now, I understand it's early. It's early till it's not. I understand it's a small sample size. This is a veteran. This is a guy that's been around here for long enough. He's got to be better. So let me take the rest of my calls. They're all Yankee fans. You know, good to see Judge figure it out. He looked lost before that last inning. I mean, even that last hit, if that ball goes foul, I don't know. You know, the umpires aren't helping you out. Teddy and Yonkers on the fan. You got it.
Things to talk about. I don't even know where to start. Let me ask you. I want to try to be calm, but I want to get your opinion on this because I value your knowledge. Keith, are you concerned about Aaron Judge? He was 0-for-12 before he had that winning hit. He had, I don't know how many strikeouts in this series. He hasn't been hitting. Do you think he's hurt?
I do. And like I have no other reason. I don't think it's because Juan Soto's stealing his spotlight. I don't think it's because he missed 2 weeks of spring training. We're far beyond that. I think there is something that is ailing him that when he steps in the box, he is not 100%. His swings are not 100%. And everything is connected. Mind, body, soul. Like I think there's definitely something. And they're never going to tell us. And he's going to play through it because he's the captain. He wants to be Jeter-like. And he doesn't want to miss time because of last year. I think Judge is compromised somewhere.
Comment. They're never going to tell us. Don't. And I'm asking you this question. I don't know the answer. Aren't they obligated?
No.
They're not obligated.
No, they didn't want to tell us Cole was about to go down. Even with Judge, they said he was spring beat up. That was so bizarre how they handled that in spring training. They pulled him from a game. We all saw he had two at-bats. They told us the plan was to take him out of the game after two at-bats for Trent Grisham and let everybody else have all their – I don't know. They're not going to tell you because that's just how they play the game. They play this secrecy, not letting the public know what's going on. And Judge just has to be better, and I don't know if he can be.
Yeah. Let me ask you another question. Are you concerned about Rondon?
Carlos Rodon? Of course I am.
I'm worried about him. I said in the beginning of the year, for us to be successful this year.
Everybody did.
Said, you need to have him being a star pitcher. He's getting paid big bucks.
I know, and that's the problem, right? That's what I said earlier in the show. I said he is paid to be a dominant pitcher. Dare I say ace. He was supposed to be a 1B to Cole's 1A. But he isn't an ace, and he's not going to go deep into games. And two nights ago, I think he did enough. But, like, it's not enough for the fans. It's not enough for the team. This is a guy that was a lot better elsewhere.
Yeah. And Keith, I'm happy for the Mets. I'm a Yankee fan, big time. But I'm really happy for the Mets. And you made a comment tonight where people they like each other. They root for each other. And it doesn't matter who gets the winning hit or what pitcher pitches well, as long as they win and they support each other. And I like that. That's called a family.
And a team.
That's what we mean by family.
Yeah.
You, your wife, your kid. And, you know, you support each other. You love each other. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And, Keith, last thing. I'm such a big, hard Nick fan. I've gone back to Fraser, Willis Reed, Earl the Pearl, and I love Brunson. Are you confident that they'll will beat Philly?
Yeah, I said it's Knicks in five. I think it's a gentleman's sweep. I think, you know, Philly will have one game where Embiid goes off maybe, but there's just so many things pointing to. The Knicks smacked them in the regular season. The Knicks have three kids that play college ball on that court. The Knicks fans have taken over that arena. The Knicks play better defense than them. The Knicks have more options to score the ball than them. I don't know. I think it's the Knicks' advantage. Knicks in five.
Okay, beautiful. Thanks for taking my call, Keith. You're a great host.
Thank you, Teddy. Yeah, I'm worried about Rodon, but not to the point where I'm like saying he's cooked. Not to the point where I'm saying he's done. I'm worried about Rodon because we don't have Gerrit Cole. So the next big money pitcher, what is he making, $27 million, something like that? So Rodon's got to be better. I would like for him to pitch into the fifth, sixth inning. He can't. I was talking about him and Stroh. I'm like, they waste a lot of bullets. I don't know. They lost two nights ago, and Rodon was done in four innings. I'm trying to pull up the box score two nights ago. Or last night, rather, I was like a little under the weather, so I was all, you know, NyQuil'd up and watching the game fade. I knew they were going to lose that game, but I wasn't sold on Rodon early. Just the first two games, the way that he exits the game rubs me the wrong way. Like, don't say anything to Boone. Don't have any attitude. You're not in a position to be, like, if Cole does that, absolutely. If Cole has pushback, sure. I saw Dylan Cease the other night. Back off his manager, go out there and get the last out. I like that. And speaking of Dylan Cease, who the Yankees should have had, I know y'all saw Michael King today. He had a no-no going almost through seven. I was rooting for that guy. Talk about the Padres getting a little return on their investment today, as obviously the Yankees got a lot of return on their investment with Juan Soto did. But with Rodon, I don't know. He went four innings. He gave up five hits, three earned runs. Too many walks. He did have five Ks. His fastball was where it needed to be, but he threw 101 pitches, 62 of them for strikes. It's got to be better. It's got to be better. We can't do that every week because the bullpen will not hold up. So are the Yankees perfect? No, absolutely not. Do they have their flaws? Yeah, everybody does. They got to figure it out. Rodon's got to figure it out. Maybe his next start against the Oakland A's will be better, right? I believe. I think he'll miss the Tampa Bay Rays, and he'll face the Oakland A's. You should be all right against them. Let's go to Rose in Astoria, Queens on the fan. What's up, Rose?
Hi, it's Roz.
Oh, Roz, that's me. I should have just read what it said. I'm like, thought this was a typo. Roz.
It's okay. It's okay. You're still on NyQuil.
Yeah, I am.
I just want to let you know that I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller, and you're right on. I mean, I am 100% behind you in terms of what these Yanks are doing and what they're going to be doing. I believe that we are coming back strong. And as a lady who's been married to a Met, okay, I also attend the Met games. In fact, we have seats up in the nosebleed section in 400, but it's so much fun. It's so much fun. And I just wanted to say that as a Fordham College at Lincoln Center graduate, I am 100% in agreement with you. And I love listening to the honest way you put it across. That is truly appreciated. And I think that we are going to pull both of these off. I think both of these teams are going to be coming through. I honestly believe that. And I am looking forward to it. I truly am. So again, thank you for your honest and very, very amusing. Okay, because you do amuse me.
You think I'm
and
funny?
Yeah, that...
Good. It should be. It's entertainment. I should have some jokes, something to laugh at.
Yeah. I mean, listen, life is short, honey. I'm 75 going on 76.
God bless.
And thank you. I've lived a long life. And as I told your fellow before, Daddy made us Yankees. He had four ladies, you know, four girls.
Good dad.
And we all became Yankees. One TV, okay? You just sweat it out, roller skating in the heat, or you shut up, as Mommy said, quiet when Daddy's watching TV. You know, he's Yankees, and that was it. So, again, thank you for your very, very amusing and concise description of what's going on with our teams.
You got it, Roz. Thanks for the call. That just made me think of something today. Like, as my wife was coming home, and we usually trade off to pass the baby off, she'll get in around 5:36. I didn't want to leave because of where the game was. And so I said to my son, I said, all right, Jack, come in. Like, I have the living room TV on, and I cut the living room TV off because she was feeding him and he was not paying attention to the food. He was paying attention to the TV. She finished feeding him, and I'm like, all right, come into my guest room, which is like an office slash whatever purpose room, and there's a TV in there. I'm like, come in and watch. I'm like, literally said to him, I said, come in and watch and see if the Yankees lose. Not if the Yankees win. I just was like, I'm not leaving until this is over. Watch this game and see if the Yankees lose. And he brought me good luck. He didn't watch the game. He crawled around on the bed. He played with like this little medicine ball. He was trying to pull my Juan Soto framed newspaper off the wall and pull some other stuff out and roll around or whatever. But the whole time we were in there was that ninth inning, a four-run inning that the Yankees came back, and I said, that was good. And my wife came in and watched the Yankees eventually win, and then I left, and I'm like, now we got to all watch Yankee games together. My wife was a Yankee fan before I met her, and obviously being around me since college days, she understands completely like who I am and what I do. My wife, I always make sure to give her credit for taking me to my first Yankee game. My mom didn't do that. My dad didn't do that. I wouldn't even have done it for myself. I didn't have two nickels to rub together. I didn't miss many games on the TV, though. And my wife, who was just my girl in college, put her money together and bought me a gift for my 21st birthday to go to Yankee Stadium. And little did she know what that would do to me as a fan. It just changed my whole perspective. I said, I want to come to more games. I got to figure out how to get up here. I got to figure out how to be a part of it. New York, New York. Last call goes to Joe out in Las Vegas. Gotcha in there, Joe, from Twitter.
How's it going?
Good, good. Another show in the books. Another five-hour KM.
Yeah, glad you got me in. Glad you got me in. Actually, I went to a casino tonight. Was watching the play-in. I got home. So this first time I've called in where I didn't listen to you the whole time. But I think that, you know, I heard some of what you were saying about the Yankees, and you know, honestly, my concern with the Yankees, I feel like it changes every other day, to be honest, which is, I mean, I don't think it's the worst thing. Because at first I was concerned with Stanton and the catchers, but it seems Trevino is picking it up. Stanton's on pace to hit 42 home runs. But I agree with you on Judge. He just looks...
He doesn't look like the same guy. You've seen it. You've watched every one of his at-bats in 2022. They feared him. Now they're going right at him. Or they're throwing nonsense at him, and the umpires are calling it a strike. Thanks for the call, Joe. That's all the time I have. That flew by. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for engaging online. I'll be back. We'll do the same thing tomorrow. I'll book a couple other guests. Thanks to Laura Albanese and Johnny Lazarus for joining me tonight. C-Max coming up next. I'm interested to hear what C-Max is going to say about the 13-6 Yankees that still have the most wins in Major League Baseball. Still in first place. And they're coming home to what's going to be a packed Yankee Stadium for the first Friday night game. And then we're going to turn around the next morning hungover and come see John Sterling be celebrated. Come do your thing, C-Mac. I'm out of here. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.